You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The opinions that you may hear us express, expressly or otherwise, over the public's airways is in no way to represent the opinions expressed or otherwise by our management, producers, sponsors, or various members of their staffs or their families or few friends.
Nor should these views express the opinions of the broadcasters, the disc jockeys, the salesmen, the program and music directors, and their secretaries and girlfriends and wives and their staff.
Unless, of course, we are willing to assume that we can assume the responsibility that their opinions will not influence anyone else's opinions
or their family and friends.
It's John and Gordy at WMDX. We had a little disclaimer there. You know, we have to put that on every once in a while.
Sure. Exactly.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Happy Tuesday.
Yeah.
Best thing about Tuesday, it's not Monday anymore. Well, good morning to producer Tom Lee.
Good morning. Good morning. I had to really grab my microphone there.
Yeah.
All the way at the top.
Just keep that personal information to yourself.
Yeah.
It's cloudy out there this morning.
Yeah.
58 degrees and highs today in the low 80s. So that's the way that shapes
up. It's probably going to be a nice, uncomfortable day again today.
I mowed the lawn yesterday. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
It was a little warm.
Yeah.
But
it's kind of weird. You know, it's hot, really insanely hot during the day. And then. And then just as the sun starts going down, you can feel that chill in the air.
That's the way fall.
It's magic.
That happens. Yeah, it is magic.
It's Jack Frost. Just warming up.
Do you happen to have the sunrise time on your WMDX Samsung watch? Do you know what time the sun rises this morning?
I do, at 6:39.
Okay.
Might want to get up for that.
Okay.
And sunset, 7:05.
When do we fall back? When is the daylight savings?
I don't know.
Let me look.
It's got to be soon, right?
No.
You don't think so?
It doesn't have to be.
I think it's pretty soon.
I think it's going to be in about 3 or 4 weeks or so.
November 2nd.
November 2nd.
There you go.
Same. Wow.
Yeah.
That seems late, doesn't it?
It does seem late.
Was that something Trump did? Or?
Oh, probably. I don't know. Could be. A little bit later on, we're going to be checking with Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society. We've got some pets that are up for adoption. And in our 7 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Gary Albrecht. He's a cancer survivor. He's running in Badger Challenge. Hmm. It's a run that happens. In fact, he's been running a lot this summer, from what I understand. Is that right, Don?
Yeah, he's all over the place. I'm excited to hear what he's going to say about all these runs that he's been doing throughout Madison.
Okay, very good. Let's check the WMDX poll numbers here as we go to WMDXradio.com.
Dying to know what the poll numbers are this morning.
Do you remember what the question is?
Hell no.
What part of the Beltline has the worst traffic when it gets really busy?
I should remember that one.
Leading the way right now is Midvale Boulevard, Verona Road, Todd Drive, and Fish Hatchery Road. That area is at 55%. That is a bad area when it gets busy.
Yeah.
That's followed up by the entire Beltline sucks when it's busy. Duh. That's the second.
Yeah.
That's coming in second. And then Gammon Mineral Point Old Sauk Road is tied with John Nolan Drive to the interstate.
Mm-hmm. On the Beltline, when do they open that extra lane? Like, what's the reason? When do they do
it's
that?
It's usually drive time.
They do it whenever they feel like it.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. You know what I mean? Sometimes when I come home from work, it's on. And then sometimes when I come home from work, it's off. And I'm like, I don't understand. What's the reason?
Depends on the traffic.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, yeah. I'm not quite sure how that is turned on and off.
Well, they have all those cameras all along the Beltline.
Sounds like a mystery. We should dig deeper into that.
Think so? Do an investigative report?
There might be some political influence involved.
Could be.
No.
Possibly.
I don't know. And, you know, I hate to even go into that lane. I mean, after seeing all the junk that normally ends up on the side of the road in that lane, I'm not sure I want to take that chance. Stuff gets kicked up into your car from the car in front of you.
Mm.
I don't want that.
I guess I haven't seen that happen, but I've used it from time to time.
Have you?
Yeah.
That line really seems busy. Skinnier, too. It seems skinnier.
It does. It does.
Well, you're right next to that wall.
I think that's why. Yeah.
You know, a lot of times it doesn't matter how skinny it is. You're just damn wanting to get home. That's it. You know, you just have to get in that lane, go fast, and not go over the speed limit. My goodness, do not do that.
Thank you for that advice.
You know, I like to adhere to all the strict speed limits in Madison, especially the 20-mile-per-hour neighborhood speed limits.
Well, they're really not speed limits. They're really just suggestions.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah, they're suggestions. You're right.
Okay.
You know, then they put the 20-mile-per-hour speed limits in, and then they have the speed bumps where, these neighbors... they never asked the other neighbors, you know, hey, is it a good idea to put a speed bump in? You know, those neighbors are saying, no, I have a suspension on my car that I want to take care of. I don't need the repair shop bills, okay? Leave me alone. Go away.
You're not a fan of the speed bumps.
I hate them. I hate them so much.
Yeah.
And they're going to put one in front of my house.
Are they really?
Just in spite. I think, you know, they're mad that I've been bothering them about a charging station in my house.
But you finally got it, right?
I finally got approval to get that charging station put in.
Oh, you just got approval. I thought you already had it put in.
Oh, no. I got it. I got the approval and I ordered the gizmo, the unit itself. A couple of days ago, and it's really? Expensive. Yeah, geez.
Like how much?
$600.
Whoa, yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah? Well, you think that's a lot? It's about $2,000 to install it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, my.
So it's really costly getting an EV.
But you're helping to save the environment.
I am.
Right?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Let's get to Would You Rather, because we forgot all about it yesterday. I feel really bad. Dom kind of walked out with his tail between his legs after we didn't do it yesterday.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sad all day.
I don't know.
Okay. Let's listen.
This is Would You Rather.
A lot of times it doesn't make any sense, but let's keep it going. Let's go for it.
All right. First question. Would you rather get rich and famous from a scandal or make a groundbreaking discovery and receive no recognition? I would do the groundbreaking discovery. I'll answer first.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Stir.
Yeah. You do the same?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'll go. Yeah.
I think groundbreaking studies and vaccines and science. I think all of that should benefit humanity and not benefit one person.
Yeah, whether or not you get recognition, it doesn't really matter.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go along with that.
Well, good. All right.
I'm glad we agree on something.
Yeah, that was the first time I think we all agreed really.
You would easily. Never hear this on a right-wing radio station. Mark this down.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
What's the next question?
What's the next question? Well, this was actually inspired from yesterday's National Day calendar. Okay?
Okay.
And would you rather... It was actually National Cheese Toast Day yesterday. And it was, would you rather eat cheese toast for breakfast for the rest of your life or have a double cheeseburger every day for dinner for the rest of your life? And the double cheeseburger was also on the National Day calendar yesterday.
Oh, well, then that makes this very special.
Yes.
I can tell you that your life would not be very long if you had a cheeseburger every day. I'll take the option option one, whatever the hell that was.
Cheese toast.
Yes. Ew. That's nice.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go along with that.
I think we're going to do the same.
We're in a dairy state. Right. We have to have cheese.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Wow.
You're going along with it too?
I think so.
I think this is the first time we've ever had a double unanimous.
Yeah.
We got to mark this.
Would you rather?
Yeah, we
have. Yes, let's mark this down.
Let's put this in the WBA. Here we go.
Okay. All right. Good deal.
All right. Yeah,
that's it for Would You Rather.
Yes, it was. Let's hit it.
Okay. Wow. Hit it.
God, I hate this segment. That was Would You Rather. Have a good one, everyone.
Good one, everyone.
I feel like I'm in an airport every time that thing comes on. Yeah. Well, right. But I think I understand what you're saying there at the end.
That was the first time it was a little more coherent than usual.
Did you change it?
I didn't change a single. Oh, wow. I turned it up. I turned it up. I think that's what it was.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
There we go. Good.
Okay. Well,
I don't know. You know, I get a little irritated sometimes when I hear a story here and there, and the bothersome story this morning happens to be the call by the right. By the administration, people in the administration and Republicans, to turn in anybody who has enjoyed or made fun of or posted anything about Charlie Kirk.
Is that what they're doing?
Being killed. Yes, they want to. Let's just say it as it is. It's doxing people for simply, you know, voicing their opinion. Hmm. Whether, you know, it's an ugly thing to do. But if they want to do it, they should be able to do it. That's it, period. And if the employer finds out eventually, not through doxing, not because there's a right-wing edict out there saying you have to report these people, then that's the way it is. But I'll tell you what, you know, doing this doxing thing against your opponent is the exact thing that they said they don't want the left to do. Am I wrong on that? Yeah, I mean, they have masks on ICE and every other law enforcement organization going against immigration and even American citizens wearing masks because they don't want those people to be doxxed and threatened.
Right.
But instead, they're doxxing people for voicing their opinion about Charlie Kirk being killed. I don't get that.
Yeah.
Well, I should get it. I suppose I do understand it. They have certain rights. We don't.
Mm.
The people on the left do not have those rights. And I don't like to say that we're left because we're apolitical.
Mm.
But that's the situation that really bothers the hell out of me.
Well, freedom of speech, you know, it's in the Constitution and Declaration and...
Yeah.
So here we go again.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a slippery slope when you try to put some guardrails out there or try to put some edicts out there. How is that? Yeah, it
doesn't.
I don't know how you enforce that.
Well, I don't know how they look. It just seems wrong. Yeah. First, to say that you can't do this because, you know, you don't want to dox ICE agents.
Oh, right.
And they really have to conceal their identity because they don't want to endanger their families or themselves, for that matter.
Right.
We can't get their names. We can't get their information. But boy, oh boy, they can certainly tell their contingent out there, the cult, to go after anybody they hear say anything about Charlie Kirk in a way that celebrates his assassination.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's out there.
A little bit of a double standard.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little.
It's part of our world,
isn't
it?
But it bothers me.
Yes.
It bothers me. And the media won't pick up on that, certainly.
Mm-hmm. By the way, phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. You can always text us on the Civic Media app, free to download, free to use.
Well, yeah, Catherine says, J.D. Vance Foss, to go after liberal institutions for Charlie Kirk's killing. The administration is going after everybody.
Yeah,
they're going after everybody on this thing. And they're acting like it's our fault when they don't even really know the intent of the killer first. We do know that he's a griper, which is part of the right-wing white nationalist movement as well. Hmm. So I don't know, you know, maybe we're not sure. Maybe we are sure, but they're trying to blame us first.
Just getting started on a Tuesday morning. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Ben and Gordy in the morning. Is this a threat or is this a warning? John and Gordy in the morning. Who will be their guest? What will they be performing? John and Gordy in the morning. Are they funny? or are they boring? And Gordy in the morning, will you be awake or will you be snoring? Jan and Gordy in the morning, the radio's on, are you ignoring?
WMDX, and then it is John and Gordy in the morning.
Love
You're
the
not
kazoo.
Sure yet. Yeah, the kazoo is, you know, when that hits, that's it. You know, I get goosebumps each time.
Art Paul Schlosser?
Yes. With
some of his best work there. It's 23 minutes past the hour.
Yeah.
It's a cloudy start, but looks like the clouds are already starting to clear. We'll see a good deal of sunshine through the day and highs in the low 80s.
You know, we're talking about doxing regular people and getting them fired from work just because they celebrated the death of Charlie Kirk. Mm. And, of course, this administration doesn't want anybody to dox the ICE agents or any of the other agents that are going out there arresting people
right,
and putting masks on them so they wouldn't get doxed. So they don't mind if the public gets doxed, but it's okay if they avoid getting doxed themselves.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Apparently that's
double standard, weird system of government. I don't know. Yeah. Mark texted us, what was the statement in Orwell's Animal Farm? Some people are more equal than others.
Yeah.
Pretty much saying it all right there. And then, of course, stemming from Charlie Kirk's assassination, the White House has requested an additional $58 million, $58 million of our tax dollars in security funding for the executive and the judicial branches following the assassination.
Okay.
The funding request is being actively processed in the context of a stopgap funding bill. I see, again, they want to protect themselves in their little ivory castle. You know, they want to protect themselves but leave the public exposed.
Well, the three branches of government, right? So,
well, they forgot about
the judiciary. They got that covered.
They got
that. They got the executive
exactly.
covered. Well, but what about the legislative branch? They didn't put any money
for that. That's right.
They're on their own. They can do their own money thing.
Yes.
Their own security.
Well, you know, Trump has already threatened many of the people in the legislative branch, so he doesn't want to get caught up in that. It's crazy.
Got a text here saying an 18-year-old Texas Tech University student was arrested and spent a night in jail last week after making derogatory statements about Charlie Kirk during an on-campus vigil for the right-wing influencer, according to the Washington Post.
Yeah.
Wow.
People are getting turned in by their neighbors.
Yes. That's where we're at.
Weren't we warning people about that very thing?
Seems like
at one time. Mm-hmm. Well, now it's happening. We live in that kind of society. We've got so many other things here. Let me just get you the latest. Pulled this up this morning. Trump has filed a $15 billion lawsuit against the New York Times for defamation and libel. This is almost like an Onion story. Why, you may ask?
I was just about to ask that. Why would he do that?
Don't laugh.
Okay.
He's alleging the publication caused him reputational damage. You don't think he's doing that to himself just automatically?
Just by
each and every day. Yeah. Trump cites a series of New York Times articles in the suit, including an editorial from before the 2024 election that said he was unfit for presidency. Mm. Well, they were right about that, as well as a book Penguin published last year with the title Lucky Loser, How Donald Trump Squandered His Father's Fortune and Created the Illusion of Success. I think that probably says it all, and that sounds right to me from what I know. And it gets funnier. The New York Times is one of the worst. This is a quote now from Trump. It's one of the worst and most degenerate newspapers in the history of our country, becoming a virtual mouthpiece for the radical left Democratic Party. I view it as the single largest illegal campaign contribution.
Wow.
Sell that in a court. Their endorsement of Kamala Harris was actually put dead center on the front page of the New York Times, something heretofore unheard of. Jeez, what the hell? Heretofore? And of course, the acquiescence of media that decided not to fight back, he brings that up. Trump boasted about his successful lawsuits against 60 Minutes and ABC, which he claimed knew they were falsely smearing me through a highly sophisticated system of document and visual alternations. You know, I got to say, they've been doing this for like 40, 50, 60, 70 years since media began. And he's just finally noticing. And by the way, it isn't manipulation at all or alteration. It's trying to keep the stories within the time limits each and every television show has. Does he not know that? I mean, I'm sure. Well, I'm sure that the Apprentice had some editing too.
Right.
Anyway, that's one of the big stories floating out there, and crazy stuff.
Got a couple of more texts here. Mm-hmm. Mark from the SAC texted us, one of Trump's brats mocked the assault of Nancy Pelosi's sons, so that was okay, according to this.
Wow.
And another text here from Gary. He says the so-called ICE agents aren't arresting people. They are just taking them. There may be no records, no bookings that anyone knows of.
That's true. We probably don't know. How many people have been taken or disappeared at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up next, we have Idiocracy. And a little bit later, we'll talk to Lisa Bernard near the top of the hour from the Dane County Humane Society with some more pets to adopt. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
19 states have seceded.
The United States Army ramps up activity.
Interim President assures the uprising will be dealt with swiftly.
Are you guys aware there's like a pretty huge civil war going on all across America?
Well, you're American, okay?
Okay. What kind of American are you?
God bless America.
A little scary, right? Those are scenes out of the movie Civil War, which was riveting. We saw that, and it was fantastic, wasn't it?
It was. Terrific movie.
Yeah.
It is 6:35. John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with Dominic Lee, our producer, live from Madison, Wisconsin, above State Street, just a block off the Capitol. Looking a little cloudy, but the clouds are clearing now for a
lot of haze is burning off.
Yeah, you think so? How about the fog? Is the fog burning off too?
Yes, the fog is burning off too.
Highs today in the low 80s, right now 58 degrees. Hey, the Wisconsin Book Festival is happening in Madison on October 23rd to the 26th, bringing together authors and readers of all ages and interests. So don't miss out on New York Times bestsellers Jane Hamilton or Mary Roach, alongside dozens of others as they gather for readings and conversations around their writing this fall. Find out more at WMDXradio.com. All right.
Yeah.
Wisconsin Book Festival. Okay.
Okay, we've got Idiocracy here for everybody.
Idiocracy.
Well, we hit on that a little earlier, only because we've got our pet segment coming up.
I thought
we'd add a little extra to the show, because there's so much news that I never get half of this stuff in.
I know.
In fact, I lost almost all my stories this morning, so I'm on the computer reading the stories. I don't know whatever happened to the stuff I did prepare, but it doesn't matter. I don't need to prepare for my I'm Mr. Ego at this point. No,
did you print it and forget to bring it?
I don't know what happened to it. All I know is that I'm prepared and ready to go.
Okay.
Let's talk about what we just saw up on the monitor. You know, somebody tried to get some posters made of Charlie Kirk, a memorial.
Yeah, at a Michigan store, Office Depot.
Yeah. And the clerk says, we do not do political posters.
Mm.
And they refuse to print it. And that's their policy, right? And I think a memorial for Charlie Kirk is a politically driven poster. He was Mr. Political.
Mm.
Okay. I don't think there's any question about that.
Right.
And she did the right thing. But then, of course, Office Depot, there's too much trouble here. So they fired the clerk who stuck to their policy about not printing political posters, fired her.
Yeah.
And apologized publicly to all the people offended by such a policy. Well, that's nice. See, we're acquiescing. We're going along with all this stuff now. Right?
It's a bit of a chill in the air, isn't there?
There is, really. Yes. It's autumn. There is that
that's
chill.
It. That's it. Yeah.
Oh, this is just so outrageous. And, of course, they're going after people who are celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk. As repugnant as that is, they have the right to do it. It's a First Amendment right. Mm. And they can post this on social media if they want. But doxing them, telling the employers that these people are doing that, finding out who they are, doxing them, is wrong. It's just wrong, you know, and you don't want to do something that obvious on social media in the first place. I mean, it's an ugly thing to do, and it could come back to haunt you as you apply for other jobs. So you don't want to post that kind of stuff. Mm. But doxing them is not a good thing, and I don't want to get back into that story, but... It's just, you know, there's a double standard going on here, and it is horrific. Now, we had this assassination on a white campus by a white guy against another white guy, national Christian person, right? So what we have here now is this faction within the right wing fighting each other. All right. Now, this was on a white campus, but guess what? Last week, and I didn't get to the story, but multiple historically black universities had to go under lockdown after receiving threats. Now, why would they be getting threats? Yeah. But they are getting threats. At least six historically black colleges halted activities and issued alerts. Why don't we get to cut 78 here?
On alert and on pause, at least six historically black colleges have halted activities after receiving potential threats against their campuses. The lockdown measures come in the wake of yesterday's shooting of Charlie Kirk, though officials have not linked any of those threats to that shooting. Our Alex Brochet joins us now with more.
We're tracking now at least seven of these HBCUs that have been under lockdown in the past 24 hours following that assassination of Charlie Kirk. Now, some of these universities have already begun the process of lifting these lockdowns, but I can tell you that we've been in touch with a number of students, including some on the campus of Hampton, our team has. And, you know, as you might imagine, Akira, I mean, this is really shaking a lot of these young students up. There's fear of uncertainty and also possible violence as this is yet another instance of their campuses being threatened.
Yep. And the DNC also had a bomb threat.
This is right?
By Trump's design. They're waiting to set things off in some way, shape, or form. And I think they're on their way, certainly on their way at this point. And this you may find hard to believe. This didn't get a lot of press. I don't know why it didn't, but Lisa Murkowski, Senator Lisa Murkowski, cast the deciding vote to block the Epstein files. Did anybody ever talk about this?
I don't recall that.
You know, for a woman to do this, it's, I think, unthinkable. Why? Wow. I mean, this should make a difference in her reelection, I think. Republicans are officially the party that protects pedophiles, according to the story. Remember, this BS during the midterms, if you can, but, you know, no one around here is voting for Murkowski anyway.
Well, yeah, she's in Alaska, isn't she?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, right. But it is really disappointing to see something like that happen.
No doubt.
Okay. All right.
Phone lines are open. Yes. 608-879-8255. We have Joe on the line this morning. Good morning, Joe. What do you got for us?
Hi, guys. Great show, as always. I was interested in looking at this whole situation of the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and it's let us put the framework on it instead of they, all of the they that they say, you know, that they've got this now rundown of they are at war with us, says Jesse Waters. They killed Charlie Kirk, Nancy May said. They couldn't silence him, so they killed him, said Elise Stefanik. If you put a framework on it of the average police officer, and let's just make it fictional, let's make it Chicago PD, okay? Hank from Chicago PD, and his people come into him and say, you know, it wasn't this guy Tyler Robinson that did it. Instead, we think that George Soros did it. Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Yeah, yeah. Where's your funding chart that would show that he received money from George Soros that allowed him to do this? Okay. All right. No, I think it was liberal organizations like NPR that caused him to do this. Oh, really? Let's chart this out to figure this out. It doesn't bear any. It's like these guys have never seen a police procedural. You know, it was done by one nutball with a gun. It's terribly tragic. You could look at his motives, but when you get to court, it's okay. So he had motives. You can't blame anybody but himself for what he did. And when it comes to motives, it comes out of that war between Nick Fuentes' group and Charlie Kirk's group. So if there ain't no they there.
That's right.
It's just one person who pulled that trigger.
That's
what needs to be looked at. Thanks, you guys.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
Joe, thanks for that comment.
For clarifying on it. Mm-hmm. That's so true. And, you know, they do want these generalities posted out there. They really just want – they don't want to get into the details because, you know, the cult does not read. We know that. In fact, they have the story Cash Patel's FBI. They're working on investigating the left now.
Okay.
You know, the vast organization of the left. We don't organize. You know, they call the Democrats the party of cats only because, you know, it's like herding cats.
Yeah, you can't herd cats.
You can't really herd this particular party in any way, shape, or form. So they're looking at disbanding this organizational left that they're supposedly seeing out there. The FBI and state agencies have launched investigations into multiple leftist groups in Utah for possible advanced knowledge of the Charlie Kirk assassination. Was there advanced knowledge of this? I don't remember that.
No, I don't think so.
Per Axios, they're also probing whether or not these groups provide material support after the killing. Hmm. What? At least one group deactivated their social media page soon after the shot was taken. So, you know, all of this is just manufactured. And they're going to go after this, and we're not going to hear about this story again until they can manufacture something else, something in addition to this. But Cash Patel is horribly mismanaging the FBI.
Well, he's getting criticized from all angles.
He should, because I guess, you know, he said, yes, they caught the guy.
He was at dinner at some fancy New York City restaurant when it happened, just continued his dinner. He didn't do anything special. Right. Just said, okay, keep me up to date.
And then he said they captured the person at a certain time, but it wasn't that time that they actually captured the person. Yeah. He's just making this stuff up. All right. Anyway, so it's just the way it is now. You know, you have to kind of go along with that, I guess.
I guess so.
All right. There was this like rumor. You saw the videos of the shooting, and there were a few videos that noticed that there were two individuals standing on the side of the stage that Charlie Kirk was on, and they were giving out signals, what appeared to be like baseball signals, only signals. And each one of them coordinated. The other guy watched the other one signal, and then he signaled. And they're thinking it might be a conspiracy. Now, these are the bodyguards that Charlie Kirk put in place.
Security guards.
Yeah, these aren't just people standing around.
Yeah. So maybe they were signaling other bodyguards out in the crowd?
We
don't really know.
We don't know. Yeah. Were they signaling the sniper? We don't know, but this kind of circulated for a little while.
Right? Yeah.
All right. Now let's, you know, Joe did mention Nancy Mace, and it's always fun mentioning her. She's a little on the insane side, but she interrupted Representative Sarah Jacobs with an unhinged scream. And I just love hearing the scream, but I also think the message from Representative Sarah Jacobs is important to post as well. And this is cut 78. So let's listen to...
What, do we have that?
This.
Okay.
Here we go.
You got it?
Yep.
Okay. Here we go.
They've already got the cops on the street that are not cops, or that are the military. They've already got the National Guard on the street. They already have all your information. No,
I don't think it is it either. Yeah. I think it might be 76.
Okay. 76. Oh, didn't I say 76? What am I saying?
78.
78. It's okay. It's all right, John.
I'm starting to lose
We'll take
it
care
now.
Of you.
I would just like to point out that I think it's very interesting that my colleague from South Carolina is so obsessed with the issue of trans people using horrible slurs to talk about them when many people in this body have received gender-affirming care. Filler is gender-affirming care. Boob jobs is gender-affirming care. Botox is gender-affirming care. Lots of my colleagues have received gender-affirming care. And let me be clear, I think everyone should have access to the gender-affirming care that they need. And I think we should respect everybody in this country. With that, I yield back.
The general...
Ridiculous. You are absolutely ridiculous.
Lady is not recognized.
A little, you know, a little uproar
got
there.
Got out of control
It gets exciting there, you know?
Okay.
But anyway, I thought the message was good.
Yes.
Thank you, Representative Sarah Jacobs, for that.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Tell you about my hometown, it's the capital of the state. I'll have to brag a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate. Big M-A-D-I-S-O-N, Madison, Madison, that's my hometown. Madison, Madison, that's my hometown.
Oh yeah, WMDX, John and Gordy in Madison on State Street, just down the street from the Capitol, and you can check us out on the Civic Media app as well. Choose WMDX and listen to it on your car radio. Listen to it from the satellite.
There
listen
you go.
To it all over the damn world.
All over the globe.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's on the internets, the tubes.
Yeah, you got it. This portion of the show brought to you by Serenity Pet Spa. Give your pup the spa day they deserve. Serenity Pet Spa, 3 locations around Madison. Go to serenitypetspamadison.com. And now we welcome in from the Dane County Humane Society, Lisa Bernard. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Doing okay. Okay.
Wonderful.
Yes. We have some pets you want to talk about that are available for adoption. Let's see. I see three on my screen. Who do we start
with? We're always trying to give pets a home, you know, right? Yeah. These sad faces. Yeah. We want to make sure that they have somebody that they can love, so... Let's find out who the first one is.
Here we go.
So let's start with Dante.
All right.
Dante.
Dante is a 15-year-old black miniature poodle mix, about 15 pounds. He can be a little nervous when meeting new people, but once comfortable, he's very friendly and snuggly. Dante is house trained and he's easy to walk. He's looking for a calm and quiet retirement home.
Yes.
Without small children or other dogs, so he can relax, enjoy soft beds, and the comfort of his human companion.
He doesn't seem real big, right?
How old is Dante?
15 years.
Okay, and how much does he weigh?
15 pounds.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
That's why. I thought he was kind of small. Yeah. My parents had a dog similar to that. Boy, that dog just keeps going on and on.
By the way,
they are powerful, long-living dogs.
Just so our listeners know, you can go to our Facebook page or go to YouTube and see pictures of these dogs that Lisa is describing. Okay, go ahead, Lisa.
Good point.
So we're going to move on to a cat named Lil Squirt.
Lil Squirt? Okay.
So Lil Squirt is 4 years old.
Oh,
she is a brown tabby with white on her tusks, and she has these really cute white mittens for paws. She's about 11 pounds, so Dante's around her size. She came to DCHS with a dozen cat friends earlier this month from one home. So our volunteers and our staff were still getting to know her, but we found that she's really sweet so far. She starts out a little shy, but her curiosity is winning her over, so she's becoming more comfortable wanting to meet people, engage with them. She enjoys receiving pets and leans in for them. She's looking for a patient family who will give her the time she needs to settle in and then spoil her with lots of pets and love and comfort.
Adorable.
Yeah, very cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, and the next pet.
So this is Hazel, and when I was reading about her, I was just, my heart was pounding.
Yeah.
So she is 5 years old. She is a tan dog who's about 60 pounds. She has white on her chest. She's believed to be an English Setter pit bull mix, but she's from Hawaii.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So her, she was living with her family in Hawaii. They had four kids, two parents, and her family was transferred to another country, and they couldn't take her with. So they rehomed her in Hawaii, but it didn't work out. So she ended up in a shelter there, and a relative of her original family reached out and had her flown to Madison. Unfortunately, that relative can't take care of her either, so they've entrusted us with finding her home.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So she's very, very sweet. Mm-hmm. She loves to lay near, if not on her people. She loves to play fetch. She loves to go for walks and run. She knows sit.
Mm-hmm. Very cute.
Drop, stay. She's trained to stay in a kennel when you're not home.
That's nice.
So, I mean, this family obviously loved her so yes. much that they really want to find her a wonderful home. So we hope to help with that process.
That's great. Yeah. This is a very really, well-trained dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And it's really sweet, too, that they've written her future family a letter.
Oh, really?
So wow. to talk about like some of her little quirks and stuff and how to work with her so she'll thrive in their home.
Well, that's great. That's great that you guys hold on to that letter and pass it along to the new owner. Does that happen yes. often at all?
We do ask for a profile about them so we can pass that on. Mm-hmm. But they've filled that out as well as done an additional letter.
Well, that's cute.
So, yeah. Uh-huh.
So, Lisa, if people are interested in adopting either Hazel or Little Squirt mm-hmm. or Dante, what's the best way they can find out more information?
So you can look at our website, giveshelter.org/adopt, or you could stop by our shelter on Voges Road and come visit them. We open today at 2 p.m.
Very good. Lisa, we appreciate you being with us today, and we hope we get those pets adopted real soon.
Great lineup.
Yeah. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
It is 6:58. We want to remind you also that you can, when you register for the Madison Marathon, which is coming up, I believe, at the end of October, you can use the code DCHS and for the Madison Marathon, and they'll donate a portion of their funds to the Dane County Humane Society.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's a good deal. Coming up in our next hour, we've got Gary Albrecht will be joining us. He's a cancer survivor, and he's a part of Badger Challenge. He's been doing a number of runs around, and he'll tell us more about that. He'll be in studio with us coming up in our next hour.
Well, I just want to bring up, too, we've got some Bizarro World stuff coming up as well. Yeah, the Megas are doing something the Democrats should be doing. Okay. I'm not kidding.
That's coming up after we check in with the news and the weather. It's all on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.